Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest is the definition of a free thinker who is not timid about speaking his opinions. He is a former Navy frogman, a professional wrestler, an actor, and a visiting fellow at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. He served as governor of Minnesota from January 99 through January of 03. The second edition of his New York Times bestseller, American Conspiracies, is available now. It is great to say hello to Jesse Ventura. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you on. This book is an incredibly interesting read. Now, you bring up issues and ideas that many wouldn't even dare talk about publicly, not to mention publish them. Why has this become so important to you?
Well, because I'm a sucker for the truth. And I don't like it when I read history and history's been manipulated from what it truly was or is. And I enjoy reading alternative history myself. I don't read novels. That's just an author's imagination. I would rather read events that occurred and look at it that way. And it's very exciting reading. It's very fun to get into the investigating of these things, and it kind of keeps you young and invigorated.
Well, the book claims to dissect the wide gap between what the government actually knows and what they're revealing to the American people. In your opinion, just how wide is that gap, and how much are they hiding?
Well, they hide a lot, they use the term national security to get away with it. Anything they do, any malfeasance they perform, then they put it under national security and we're not allowed to know. You know, I took a lot of criticism because I questioned 9/11.
Right.
I've been vindicated. You'll read in the chapter. The 9/11 Commission itself has 28 redacted pages, 28, that we're not allowed to read. Why? And I know what's in them from talking to Congressman Cook and Senator Graham, who were both on the Intelligence Committee. They told me unequivocally there's nothing in these 28 pages that affects national security. What it is, and this changes 9/11 completely, the 28 pages show the hijackers were financed by high levels of the Saudi government.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That changes the narrative forever. It changes how we deal with Saudi Arabia. It changes the whole retrospective look
at
9/11.
Why aren't we allowed to know that?
Why
did Bush redact the pages? Obama continues to redact the pages. Why are the American people not allowed to know the truth?
That's unbelievable. And you know, if you asked anybody on the street, do you know the 28 pages of that report were redacted? The average person is going to have no idea that that took place.
I know, because we're not vigilant. You know, I do my off-the-grid show on the internet with Aura TV, and I finish every show pleading with people to be vigilant. We need to understand something. Our moral compass is upside down in this country now. We put whistleblowers in jail, and we put perpetrators go free. And we've got to correct that. And being a whistleblower is being a hero, because you're exposing something, a wrongdoing that needs to be exposed, and you pay a heavy price for it generally, because they punish whistleblowers very, very hard in this country.
Yes, they do.
Well, because
wrong that we do so.
Because they want everyone just to believe what's being fed.
They
right?
want us to be the
exactly.
sheeple.
Right.
That's exactly right.
I won't do that. You know, I won't keep quiet, because I believe being a vigilant citizen means you have to hold your government's feet to the fire. That's what it's all about, not going along to get along. It's to pay attention to what goes on. And my argument to people is this. You work 5 days a week and the government takes half your money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Should that be enough to pay attention to what they do with it?
Exactly.
Sure is.
That's right. We pay. Everybody on Capitol Hill is paid for by us. They are our employees. If anybody's running a business, you would want to know what your employees are doing at any moment of the time. And people don't pay attention.
Well, when you look at, let's take Obamacare for a minute. There's all the hoopla over that. I think it's simple. I think every American should get the same health insurance that congressmen get.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Leave it at that. Whatever they get, I should get.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, one of the things you bring up in this book that I find fascinating is you talk about the stolen elections of 2000, 2004, and almost 2008. I've heard you talk elsewhere, and it's true. I don't trust a computerized voting machine. To me, that thing
you
has the sophistication of an old electronic football game from 1979. I don't get a receipt. I have no idea. You have a great idea. Let's go back to a paper ballot. Why are we trusting something that could be hacked into?
We still do that in Minnesota.
And that's a good
Minnesota
thing.
Minnesota is a paper ballot where you have to fill in the circle. And if you're incapable, you've been doing that since first grade.
And if you can't even do that, you shouldn't be voting.
Since first grade. Well, at least you can then count and have a recount and know that it'll be accurate if every individual ballot. These voting machines can be hacked into like any computer, and you have no idea if your vote was recorded properly.
That's exactly right.
You know, I think a lot of it, also, we were talking about the whole money aspect of it, the DEA involvement with drug cartels. Can we talk about that for a second? Is there really a war on drugs?
Well, the war on drugs is what's causing today. I had a police officer on from Baltimore, retired after 10 years, and he unequivocally told me that the problems we have today between the population and the police is all because of the war on drugs. Because the war on drugs has caused our Bill of Rights to be put into shambles. They now bust into our houses. They come with army tanks. All of this is the result of the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would eliminate that, remember something. Drug addiction's not a crime. Drug addiction should be treated medically, not criminally. You can be addicted. Imagine tomorrow. Think of this for a moment. Imagine tomorrow if they took away caffeine. And
right.
You couldn't get a morning cup of coffee. That's a drug.
We couldn't do this show if that happened.
Right, exactly.
You know, one of the other things you bring up that fascinates me, and especially with your history as a Navy frogman, you served. America's POWs and MIAs purposely left behind. If they don't provide a purpose, we don't need to go find them. Explain your thinking behind all that.
Well, it's not my thinking. It's a fact. If you read, we referenced two tremendous books on it, and the latest was Captain Scott Spiker. He was involved. He was shot down the first day of the Gulf War. Dick Cheney at the time was the Secretary of Defense. Cheney declared him dead the first day.
Oh, he wasn't. Wow.
He survived. He survived 3 or 4 years with a nomadic tribe over there, was then captured by Saddam Hussein, and was held for nearly 12 years as a bargaining chip. And then when we invaded Iraq, he was no longer useful to Saddam. Saddam had him killed. His family had two funerals because of the initial lie. That Spiker was dead when the reality was he was alive for 12 years. Vietnam. We left so many people behind in Vietnam, it's shameful.
It is, and it doesn't get the coverage. We know it's going on, and it's sort of like this hidden shame that this country has had for decades. It's awful.
It comes down to this. When I went in the military, and this happens to everybody that goes in, you're assured from boot camp on, that if you're captured, our government will do anything and everything to get you back. It's not true.
It's not true.
If you become a political liability, and in this case, Spiker was an embarrassment to Dick Cheney.
Wow.
So
therefore, they ignored him. He was gone. Same thing true
about.
In Vietnam. When we got peace with honor, they withheld a whole bunch. Prisoners were withheld because we promised money to rebuild Vietnam, and we reneged on our promise. So they kept the POWs.
That's amazing. And all this time, all these decades later, and it's amazing how these things exist. They go on. And like you said, because people don't ask questions.
And they just go along.
And they assume that what's being served up is the truth.
It's not.
It's a very scary thing.
Well, we ought to be scared because we're losing our country because of it. And we've got to take it back. And the way you take it back, believe it or not, is at the ballot box if you can get by the electronic voting machines.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten backlash for any of this?
All the time. They try to marginalize me. They call me crazy. I went through the whole American Sniper thing where Chris Kyle lied about me. And I had to prove in court that he did lie, which we did do. And that's still in court. You know what I'm in front of now? The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. 32 giant media conglomerates have petitioned the court to have my jury verdict overturned.
Really?
Wow.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
And they don't talk about that. They want unjust enrichment off the books so that they can turn it into a business. They can defame you, make profit from it, and you're entitled to nothing from it. And it's horrible if they're successful. If they're successful, they won't have to do any checking to see if they have facts, because it won't matter who they defame.
Wow, it's amazing. You can follow Jesse on Twitter at GovJVentura. Once again, the book is a fascinating read. It will definitely make you think and hopefully begin to ask questions. The second edition of American Conspiracies is available now in bookstores and at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Jesse Ventura, best of luck. This has been an interesting conversation, to say the least. Thanks for joining us here on America Weekend.
Well, thank you for having me, and keep the dialogue going to educate the public.
We definitely will. Jesse, thanks so much. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jesse.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Maria is divorced and has three children. Times are tough, so her 16-year-old daughter works every day after school at a frozen food packing plant. Even though the paychecks are in her daughter's name, Maria takes every check, and the girl never sees a penny. Is this legal? Can Maria take all the money her daughter makes? The final verdict after this. Are cigarettes ruining your life? Miraset is a permanent stop smoking solution. Call 800-942-0965. Stop smoking for good. Only $49.95 with a money-back guarantee. That's 800-942-0965. The law gives Maria, as well as any parent, the legal right to claim any money earned by her minor children in exchange for her duty to support them. And that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, are things tough? Are you about ready to give up? Well, you might want to rethink that. Here's the social science of it. Take your basic everyday kid actor. Think they make it on the first time? Nope. Some estimates suggest they endure 49 theatrical auditions before they're ever offered one job. And what about L. Frank Baum, the author of Wizard of Oz? Nobody would publish his book. Baum and his illustrator paid for the first publishing themselves. And never ever forget J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame. 12 publishers rejected the little wizard before one picked it up.
You did it! Congratulations!
So what's the cheap psych trick? There is evidence that we humans tend to give up right before we succeed. So when you think it's time to give up, give it at least one more go, and you may just be surprised at the success of it all. Send me your success story, and if I use it on air, I'll send you a copy of my new book at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.